Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
At 7 o'clock. Today's update at 7 from ABC is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is hailing what it says will be a new system of trade after the president has finalized tariffs on nearly 70 countries. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington with details.
Higher tariffs on many countries were set to take effect today, but have been delayed until next Thursday to give customs officers time to prepare. One country's new tariff rate will begin today, Canada's. The president raising that country's tariff from 25% to 35%, although it will affect only a small percentage of Canadian products.
Canada says what affects it more is the tariff on steel and aluminum. Today we find out July unemployment numbers as well. Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is visiting Gaza today to see the aid distribution site set up by the U.S. and Israel. The U.N. says more than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed trying to get food as Gaza remains on the brink of famine. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state will draw new congressional maps before the midterms, just like Texas, for political reasons. This is ABC News. The suspect in the stabbing death of a mom and dad out hiking with their 7 and 9-year-old daughters in Arkansas will make his first court appearance today. ABC's Michelle Franson says the parents did what they could to save their kids.
The elementary school teacher is charged with the stabbing deaths of Clinton and Amanda Brink at Devil's Den State Park last weekend. The couple was hiking with their two children. Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager says the suspect, Andrew McCann, confessed to the killings, but police still don't have a motive.
We do believe he acted alone. We have absolutely no reason to believe that there's anyone else involved.
Police say the mother is credited with shuttling her two kids to safety before trying to help her husband. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Severe storms and flash flooding slamming the East Coast overnight. Emergencies were declared in New York and New Jersey, and with rainfall rates of about 3 inches per hour falling, the evening rush was a complete mess. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. for the very best GM certified service. Make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, 51. And for the weekend, near 80 for both Saturday and Sunday. An air quality alert in effect today, remaining statewide until noon for unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke particles. This could be extended depending on predicted expectations as well. Right now, WRCO after a low of 48 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 50 degrees.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the Detroit, we rust, redneck letter testifying. From the bar
belonged to the Boone and Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Where the night on your room, there's a laugh on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying. From the barn in the cup till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying.
Shelton, WRCL, Country and Community, where Hank is lurking about in the shadows. We'll check in with him in just a little bit and see what he was cooking up at 2 in the morning. And then also birthdays and anniversaries still to come here during the day when we'll bring out day number 5 of auction items with all kinds of really great stuff and also a few surprises and additions to the list. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here as the morning progresses. This is Ricochet on Country and Community, FM 100.9.
Yeah. hurts every time. When my brain starts smoking and I can't eat a thing, all she's gotta do is just to give me that wing. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just to give me that wing. World, it may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just
Neil McCoy and WRCO Radio, and give me that wink, 7:18 the time. Oh, yes, indeed. Wink, wink, wink. Henry Bray is coming up here. We also have birthdays and anniversaries and a little trivia a little bit later on today. Some get-togethers with some friends, including Mike Clemens, talking sports. He'll be doing that coming up in about an hour as we talk about Packer training camp, the Packer family night, coming up already tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics cares about your kids, too. That's why we understand when people are on the fence about vaccinations. But instead of refusing to vaccinate, which puts kids at risk, let's talk about alternative vaccination schedules. Let's talk about prioritizing vaccinations based on higher risks in our area. You can trust your medical provider to work with you because we all want the same things, to keep your children safe. Take the first step. Make an appointment with a provider at one of our clinics.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Happy Friday. Hey.
Happy Friday, young man. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing hey. Well.
So I was wanting to know if I could put something on the Grace auction.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on.
Nothing else? I mean, I was wanting to know if people would pay to stop me singing for a month.
Oh, that might be a big moneymaker, actually.
It could.
Uh-huh.
Good $3 or $4, couldn't we?
Well, yeah. Well, increments of five. So at least five.
You think someone would pay that?
That'd be enough to do it.
It would
sure.
be.
Right.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Stop Hank from singing for a month.
We have some surprises on
yes,
the auction today between 10 and noon. So you'll want to scroll down and look at that on our WRCO.com or mm-hmm. Facebook page. But we do have a guest shot with the Roundup, too.
Yeah.
So if you would like to join us, maybe, I don't know, take a quiz.
Give a quiz.
Do some jokes. Yeah. Maybe
or
tell
Hank,
us a recipe.
Hank Facto, yeah. Tell us a recipe. You
right.
Do your choice.
Yeah.
It's a la carte.
Yes. So don't rush, don't crowd.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That should get, I'm going to have to buy that spot.
$5?
I should have to buy that spot.
Uh-huh.
Where I could actually
be on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, Phil, isn't today those were the days?
Yeah, we do. We've done that before.
Yeah.
You get to pick the music for an hour on the Saturday night show. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a couple of things we have. Of course, we have tickets to do. We've got a zero-turn mower.
Loaded.
We've needed lawnmowers this year.
Yes, we have.
And it's not going to stop. And I mean, it's...
No, it's just... And it's getting thicker.
Yeah, we're going to mow well into the fall this year.
Yeah. But we haven't done that in a while. So, is this on there?
Yeah, well, they will be. We have some handmade sea salt caramels from Ron and Barb Granger.
They are good. Ooh. I had one.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is keeping you out of them. We want to sell them.
Well, but we have the own bag for that. He said that this is WRCO's bag.
I know, but you've already finished that.
So. I tell you what, that's pretty good stuff right there.
That is. Made with love.
I tell you what, that's good stuff. So I just saw Ron out front.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, the staff probably won't see the other bag.
But, speaking of cooking, though, this is your day when you unveil your...
It is a new recipe for today.
A new recipe.
Yeah, the one that that I just tried over the week. So
okay.
So then this all comes from basically what's in my fridge.
Oh.
Okay, so it's Oops All Toppings Ice Cream Bowl.
Oh, all right. I like ice cream.
Yeah, no, but here you go.
Oh.
No ice cream, no shame, just chaos. And it's all good.
So it doesn't include ice cream?
Well, it could.
Oh.
Well, just listen, this is what I did.
Oh.
Crushed cone bits that broke off are you kept in your pocket for a reason, you know, just for, you know, like ice cream cones, crush them up.
All right.
Yep. Chocolate syrup, caramel drizzle, or that sticky red mystery goo that come with a sundae kit from about 2003. Sprinkles.
All right.
Or a.k.a. the glitter of regret.
Glitter of regret.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
Sprinkle. Kids love sprinkles.
Oh, cookie crumbs, cereal dust, or anything crunchy that's not a bug.
Although, what's wrong with that? It's protein.
Well, it's 2:30 in the morning.
Oh,
Actually, this was actually made at 140. So, whipped cream. If it still sprays, it hasn't started making a wheezing noise like an asthmatic possum.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah, So anyway, instructions. Grab a bowl that's slightly too small just to make it messy. Dump it and dump in every topping you can find. This is not the time for moderation or logic. Stir it like a sugar drunk toddler making a mud pie for a raccoon tea party. Top it off with whipped cream. If it makes a weird sound, apologize to the can and keep going. Stand in front of the fridge and fridge light, eating it slowly like you're pondering life choices, even though this is exactly what you were always meant to become.
Interesting. Yeah. But you didn't mention ice cream.
No, I didn't have any.
So you're just eating the top.
Yes.
Out. Yeah.
Didn't have any. That's a true story, dude.
So did you make this thinking you were going to have ice cream?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you open the freezer and
it's no ice cream.
Oh, man.
So optional, add a candle and call it a birthday parfait. Even if it ain't your birthday, you're alive. You're alive at 1:40 in the morning. That's worth celebrating.
What about 2:40? Are you still alive at that time?
Here's a tip. If someone asks, what are you doing, stare at them dead in the eye and say, it's artisanal chaos.
Ah,
it's artwork.
Artwork.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking I had ice cream.
You could always have ran a Quick Trip or something.
No.
No?
No, could you imagine me standing in my fridge?
Oh.
I just had underwear on and the dog sitting there looking at me like, hey.
Yeah.
You're ugly, Dad.
I'm thinking that's a typical night at your house, isn't it?
Shades are drawn, lights are down, no one can see in.
Yes.
And pray to God he doesn't see out.
Right.
So,
if your dogs could talk.
Oh, my gosh. That's the last thing we want.
Right. It'd be an awesome interview. Really
you would love that, wouldn't you? I don't think it'd air on here.
Wow, what is that? Is it, it's Up, the cartoon Up where the dogs have the talking box, you know, and they can communicate.
Yeah, my dogs wouldn't communicate.
You don't think so?
Oh, my gosh. So this morning at 5:30, I have Clementine, and she's my little female. She will get on top of you and just jump up
like
and
that.
Down.
Yep.
Yes. And it's like, what do you want?
Time to get up.
It's I've got like 3 minutes. And she
does,
and it's like, what are you doing?
Right there.
Back, it's just crazy.
Oh, my darling.
Dogs
my
for darling. Sale.
Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Time. Yeah, I guess, and I have a new word for the week, Phil.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's lick.
Lick.
As in, not a lick.
Not a lick.
There we go. Meaning, none, not even a little bit, applies to effort, sense, or manners.
Uh-huh.
Used in a sentence. That boy ain't got a lick of sense, but he sure can catch a catfish.
A lick of sense.
A lick of sense.
Right. In my day, it was like, Jim, that kid hadn't done a lick of work.
A
lick of work.
Lick of work.
What do you do, Hank?
Well, I don't want you to say that. Like, Henry hadn't done a lick of work in 3 years. I'm not going to let you do that.
No.
I'm going to try to do something today.
I would say 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe four. The Grace Auction.
Yeah, the Grace Auction. We've been pretty busy. That's been our main focus.
I haven't really.
No, you've just been loitering about and harassing the phone answers and whatnot. But
I try to do that. I try to help them out.
Keep them going.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I don't have anything else for this Friday. I know
that you're plum out.
I'm plumbed.
You cheating the kids anywhere this weekend?
I'm a lick out of sense.
Are you cheating? Yeah, you'd be cheating them in Blanchardville this
weekend. Yeah, Blanchardville on Sunday. Yeah, and then tonight I'm going to Sauk City.
Oh, for the All-Star game.
For the All-Star game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they invited the worst, so I'm going to go up there.
Sure. Get your award.
I doubt
worst umpire of the
year. Worst umpire of the year. That's,
thank you,
that's
folks.
That's Brian Michik over in Highland. You know, remember that commercial on the
for
bootleggers over in Highland?
Oh, he's the worst.
That was
last year. Maybe this year.
No, that was this year during Highland and Boscobel's playoff game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Worst umpire of the year.
Well, at least you can admit it. You know.
I'm second worst.
The key thing with being an umpire is just being consistent. So
100%.
If you're consistently bad, you know, you're.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If you're
consistently bad, no one knows it.
Right.
No, and I'm being serious. If you're consistent, if you call a ball or a strike on the 2 inches of the corner of the plate. Be consistent there.
Right.
No one cares.
Right. Yep.
I don't like it, but it's the way it is.
Right. No, my thing, and I've sat behind lots of umpires over the years, and it's, you know, it's so much easier from my view, you know. But my thing is, open up that strike zone. Make them swing the bat. No. I don't want to see 10 walks, you know. And, I mean, obviously, if it's way outside or way high, that, you know, it's a ball. But, I mean, if it's hittable, I say, call it a strike, baby. That way the batter, when they're up there, they're not going to stand there with a bat on their shoulder. They're going to be ready.
So, right? On Sunday, you're going to be there.
Right. And I'm going to criticize you.
Oh. Well, and that's fine, because you're going to be seeing right down over me, actually.
Oh, yeah. From the booth?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get to see my good side for about 2 hours.
Yeah, I talked to the folks in Blanchardville getting ready for the broadcast, and always enjoy going down there. They got a beautiful ballpark.
Oh, it's amazing, and the people are awesome.
So Larry Schlamm tells me, he said, yeah, we're going to get you fixed up. He said, we're going to put a kid's gate up on the stairs. And I said, a kid's gate? And he said, yeah, all of the players have young kids, and all they do is run up and down the stairs the whole game. So we're going to keep them away from you. I'm like, well, whatever. I thought maybe it was for me, you know, to keep me in there. But
it could. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Right.
I mean, try to help you out.
Right, so I don't fall down the stairs.
So are you riding with me then?
Probably. Can I ride in the back of your truck?
Yeah, you can. I cleaned it out last night.
Sounds good.
So it shouldn't be that hot as it was the week before.
Can I put a cot in the back of your truck?
You ain't a kidding,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I can rest on the way down then.
Yeah, I hope. You're going to need it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it should be a great game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy, have a great day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always
always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Notes on today, this day in 1936, Adolf Hitler presided over the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics in Berlin. 1971, the Concert for Bangladesh, an all-star benefit organized by George Harrison, was held in Madison Square Garden, New York. And in 1981, MTV began its American broadcast. The first music video aired was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, August 1st, 1981. Back when they actually showed videos on that channel. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go. Birthday wishes for Cashton Burns from St. Mary School. Greetings to Barb Harris from Bob and Heidi Shear. Also saluting today, Jade Johnson from Bill and Tressa Ward. Also, here's a wish for Jade from Mary and Norm with lots of love today. Happy birthday, Jade. Greetings to Johnny Keene, happy 90th from the Pleasant Ridge Church Association, and Merriman, Sue, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. And to Merriman Keene Jr., lots of love from Sue, Hillary, and Eric, and Hillary and Natalie. Have a great day today, Merriman Jr. from the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. To Merriman Keene Jr. from sister-in-law Sally Shannon, wishing you the best and have a great day. Happy birthday to Shelley Ferguson from Larry and the Family. Happy August 1st. Birthday to Shelly at 35. Great job. Happy birthday, Shelly. And wishes to Sarah Williamson. Have an awesome year. Love from your whole family. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we have wishes for Carl Patterson and Dustin Plegemeyer. And happy anniversary, Carl and Heather Patterson. From Schmidtleden Hills, residents and staff, we salute Bailey Fleming and Joellen McAuliffe. And the RC Lions with wishes today for Jade Johnson, Amy Turner, Elda Fry, and happy anniversary, James and Melissa Gillette.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
54 degrees at WRCO Radio. It's going to be a nice, nice weekend. Happy to say that. And looks like we're going to get through some of the haze this weekend a little bit, but certainly it is out there. You can smell that smoke in the air today, no doubt. So be careful out there. An air quality alert remains in effect for much of the state. Here's one for our special couples, Martina McBride.
Clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you, can hardly breathe. And I'm in, so totally wrapped up, emotionally attracted, so physically acting, so recklessly I need you, so desperately sure. I love you. I never knew that I could feel like this. Can hardly wait till our next kiss. You're so cool. If I'm dreaming, please don't wake me up, 'cause baby, I can't get enough of what you do.
Wishing you the best. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has the news next.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Good morning. It is a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. An air quality alert remains in effect statewide until noon today for unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke particles. This could be extended depending on predicted expectations. Hazy sunshine today due to wildfire smoke, which may make it appear cloudy at times. Feeling comfortable and not humid with a high of 77. Tonight, a hazy sky due to continued wildfire smoke. Patchy fog after midnight, comfortable with a low of 51. And tomorrow, another day of hazy sunshine due to wildfire smoke, feeling pleasant with a high of 79. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 48, it's 54 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Campus Reconfiguration Committee met last night to discuss a number of topics concerning many of the buildings the county owns. County Administrator Tricia Clements reported that UW-Platteville finally picked up their remaining computers and documents from the campus, and all of their things should now be gone. The schools have been taking a variety of items from the campus and are very appreciative of what they have been able to receive. Corey Beyer of Venture Architects presented a plan for enhancing the courtroom security by revamping the layout of the courtroom, basically mirroring what is already there. Depending on what is done with the campus, he has worked on a plan to move the UW Extension to the front of the Emergency Management Building front offices, which are not being used at this time. Corey also presented three different options for renovating the Sheriff's Department and jail and adding on to the current courthouse to create a downtown justice center. The committee discussed the use of the Campus Redevelopment Grant application with the goal of finalizing a plan for the funds and then submitting the application. At this time, the goal is to pay for the new bridge on the west side of the campus at a cost of $600,000, Simon's tennis court renovation at a cost of $150,000, SEH campus development project at a cost of $43,160, SEH community engagement survey and open house costing $4,950, and a road from Hive Drive to Simon's at a cost of $75,000. Some additional improvements may include a parking lot at Simon's and separate utilities. The grant is funded through the $2 million funded through the legislation, which was passed to fund campuses being shut down. The committee was told that Richland County is guaranteed up to $2 million since it was specifically named in the legislation. Representatives from Economic Development said that anything that enhances the property is eligible for the grant. Parents in Sun Prairie want district administration to resign after the arrest of a school dean. 30-year-old Robert Gilkey Meisegeier was charged in Dane County Monday with two counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child porn. He served as dean of students at Sun Prairie West High, where prosecutors say he was collecting photos of underage girls and offering alcohol to those who gave him photos. Parents and students say complaints about Gilkey Meisegeier and others went ignored and were never reported to police. They presented a petition to the school board Monday night, signed by hundreds of students and parents. It's your final chance to bid on Walk with Grace radio auction items today. The first items up for auction between 10 and 10:30 are a $50 gift card for Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such from Edward Jones, 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm, donated by Greg and Judy Alvin, Center Cinema, and a Star-Spangled Celebration Toby Keith autograph sketch drawn by Gordon Glass and Kenny Rogers swag. From 10:30 to 11, it's 3 tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks preseason game in 2025-26 season, Section 118, Row 21, from Pratt Funeral and Cremation. A pound of peanut butter fudge from Jolie Newkirk, Ray Bass tin flowers made from tin cans, and 4 tickets to Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells, donated by Troxel Farms. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature Diane Nautigal's Mixed Berry Cheesecake, a $100 gift certificate for Vitesnik Power Sport, your chance to program an hour of music on WRCO's Those Were the Days, and a pallet flag. The final segment from 11:30 to noon includes a Team Crusaders specialty pie, a Team Caliber Series Jeremy Mayfield Mobile One Racing 124 Scale 2000 Mobile One Ford Taurus Limited Edition with box from You Are Enough and English Prairie Distillery. Two items will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours. They are Gravely Kawasaki zero-turn lawnmower from Walsh's Ace Hardware, and 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers game Saturday, August 23rd against the Giants in a Bob Uecker package, including 2 long-sleeve Thank You Uke shirts and a Bob Uecker book written by Evelyn Dalton. Keep listening for your chance because you never know what may be added throughout the day. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111. Then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for a good cause. Audiences will again have the opportunity to experience Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, The Little Shop of Horrors, this weekend. Originally a stage musical, which first opened off Broadway in 1982, Little Shop of Horrors became a cult classic following the 1986 film. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that deviates from the expected. The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. While following the theatrical production, Community Players will bring the dark humor and music to life with a take of its own. The cast and crew make each show a unique one-of-a-kind experience. Cameron Cormican is the director.
A perfect example. The character, or the actor playing Seymour, had a accidentally near flub with one of his lines. We're in rehearsals. It'll happen. But I loved the way it came out, which was his line is supposed to be something about after Oren's mysterious disappearance. Well, not to give too many spoilers, but Seymour is semi-responsible for Oren's death in the show. And he had a little slip up. What he came out was after Oren's murder, mysterious disappearance. I loved it. And I said, that slip up, keep doing that. Just little things like that. You just notice little beats here and there that just add to the overall experience, the overall vibe of the whole show. And you key into those to try to make everything as strong as it possibly can be.
For those who have seen the movie, be aware that the ending of Community Players' Little Shop of Horrors holds true to the original theater production.
The play and, our production, it keeps true to that original ending with the whole vibe of evil must be punished. And Seymour, get right down to it, he doesn't want to be and doesn't try to be evil, but he's basically killing people. And he ends up becoming basically the final victim in the end, and evil becomes punished. Although it's a justified, appropriate ending, in my opinion. Better than any happy ending could be.
Performances are scheduled for tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Curtains open tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of 2 adults and any number of children. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, August 1st. Raymond E. Snorick, 78 of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryle. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryle is serving the family of Raymond E. Snorick, 78 of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison, and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474 Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Platteville is serving the family of Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Donald Barrett, 68 of Avoca, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, August 9th at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 9th from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68 of Avoca.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House tariffs kick in a week from today, thanks to another executive order signed by President Trump. ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
With this executive order set to go in effect 7 days from now,